Arlo Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalad. Elon Shenekar Vinishtair Bo Shoresh. If a tree was uprooted and there remained one root, so all of the roots were cut off from the soil except for one root that stayed intact. And we know that if you've got a situation where a tree is uprooted, it depends whether it can survive with the soil that's connected to it at the moment. If you have to start adding new, then the rules of Arla apply, as we saw in the last Mishnah. So he's got one root that is still attached to the tree with dirt somehow compacted around it, but all the rest of the root system has been destroyed. Putter, then it is putter from the rules of Arla. V'chama yehi ha'shoresh. But what is the minimum diameter of this root that you are pulling up? How much are we considering it that it's going to be able to be sustainable? Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Mishem Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartosa. Rabbi Gamliel said the name Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, who was from Bartosa, the man of Bartosa, kemachat shel miton, like the stretching needle. For the tree to be continued to still considered to be still growing, then the diameter has to be the same as the diameter of a needle that a weaver uses to stretch and kind of expand a new bolt of fabric. To make the fabric properly set, he had to kind of pull it out and stretch it out for a while. They used, the Tosfos Yontif says, a long block of wood that had broken needles on either side. And then you stretch the fabric from one needle to the next one to expand it. So it was somewhat sizable. And if the root that's left is that same size, then that's good enough. You consider it to be surviving and an old tree, and it doesn't need the rules of Arla as a new tree would. Now the next Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, begins all kinds of discussions for the rest of Perek Aleph about agricultural practices. Now, one of the ways that you can propagate a tree, that you can make a new tree, is that you use a method that they call layering, which we are going to see is called the berecha. What you do is you take a shoot that is low enough on the tree and bendable, and you bend it down, stick it into the ground, and then kind of make a U under the ground and pull it back up again. So the shoot is going into the ground and then comes out of the ground in a new spot. And the new tip that he pulled out of the ground develops into an entirely new plant. The shoot stays attached to the parent tree until enough roots spread out of the U shape under the soil in order for the new plant to survive on its own. Then he cuts the stem between the berecha, the layer, and the parent tree. So at that point, the question becomes, when do we hold Arla? As long as it's attached to the old tree, it's part of the old tree and it's not new. But once you split it off, the question becomes, is it then requiring the halachos of Arla for 3 years of this new branch? So that's layering, that's berecha. There's another way that they handle things called grafting, where he cuts a branch off of one fruit tree and attaches it to an entirely different tree that will nourish this graft that he took off the first tree. This is called harkava, and it will produce fruit that way. And we're going to have a little discussion about something that relates to that as well. So Mishnah Hey, Elon Shenekar Uvo Berecha. A tree was uprooted, but it had a berecha. It had one of these layers that had been stuck into the ground and came out of the ground in a separate place. So the attached layer, v'hu chaya mimena, and the tree, the whole big tree, is now drawing its nourishment from the layer that has been hewed under the ground and is sticking up. So it's the opposite of the usual way. Usually the berecha takes its sustenance from the parent tree. In this case, because the parent tree's roots are uprooted, the only root it has is from the berecha, from the new layer that had been sent underground. Chazra hazakeno lios kaberecha. Then the parent tree loses its old status and becomes considered attached to the layer. That way, the layer is required to Arla now that the parent tree is uprooted, and the parent tree is chayav in Arla because it's taking sustenance from the layer. So both of them are considered to be brand newly planted trees at the moment that the major parent tree was uprooted, and then you have to wait for 3 years until the Arla status is finished. Habericha shana achar shana. If he layered a parent tree year after year, you take a layer and stick it into the ground from the parent tree in the first year. In the second year, he takes a shoot from the layer and sticks that underground to make a second layered berecha. In the third year, he takes a shoot from the second layered berecha, sticks that underground, and makes a third one. So every year, he's got a series of new berechos, but they're all attached to the parent tree, kind of like a chain. V'nifsika, once the layers become severed, become cut off from the parent tree, then mona mishah shenifsika, then he has to count from the time that it was cut off from the parent tree. So all three arla years start again for each layer as soon as the original layer is cut off from the parent tree. Because all the successive layers are connected to the first layer, the first berecha now becomes the parent, and so they all depend on the status of the parent tree. Sipo kagifanim, if somebody extends grapevines. Now what happens here is that you have a rooted tree that's kind of inadequate. It's really not being sustained very well. And so what you do is you extend it by taking some of the grapevine and grafting it to a new one. So what you do is you cut, usually when you graft, you cut what they call the scion, the new piece, off of the parent tree and attach it to a new, what they call rootstock, a second tree that you're going to connect it to. But in this case, the grapevine with the roots that aren't working is attached directly to a new stock, and the scion, the part that you were going to cut off and graft, stays attached to the parent tree as well. So you're combining the grafting way of doing things with the old berecha way of doing things by connecting it directly to the parent tree. So sipuk hagafan, I'm extending these grapevines so they're all attached. The sipuk al gabe sipuk, and he adds one extension to the new extension. So he grafted one branch from the parent and the whole parent to a new branch, and then took a new branch from the rootstock to the grapevine, the original one that had bad roots. So he kind of goes both ways with these graftings. Aval pisha hev richon ba'aretz, even though he layers them in the ground as part of his doing this, mutter, it is considered mutter, it is beyond the three arlo years. Since all of the extra grafts that he's trying to take off are still connected to both vines, then whatever the oldest tree, the oldest vine is, that's the status that they have. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mekom Shekocha Yofa, in a place where its strength is sufficient, where it's strong enough, then mutter. Umakom Shekocha Ra, Aser. But in a place where its strength is not sufficient, then it's Aser. So he says, only if the extra grafting that is connecting from the parent to the new rootstock vine is strong enough that the nourishment comes from the parent vine and the new one that it's grafted to provides less, then it's considered the age of the original parent vine. But if the primary nourishment for the new graft comes from the second newer vine that it's attached to, then it gets the status of that. It all depends where the koach is coming from, where the nourishment is coming from. V'chein berecha, and so too, a berecha, a layer that is full of fruit, shenifsika, that got cut off, the Himalaya peros. So you have a layer, a berecha, that you were going to stick into the ground and then pull out of the ground, and it's full of fruit, and then it gets cut off. Imhosit b'mosayim aser. As long as it adds 1/200th part to the fruit quantity that's on it, that's considered that it becomes required for Arla. So the way we're talking here is that originally it was connected to the parent tree and it got almost all its nourishment and it was full of fruit, so it was pater from Arla. The parent tree is old, and so the new tree, the berecha, the new layer that we took underground, is also considered old. But if it gets cut off and more fruit grows, then as soon as 1/200th growth takes place, we saw this much earlier in Zeruim as well, that's considered an entirely new growth and it's considered Arla. So if you have 199 pieces of fruit on the layer and it gets cut off and then one more piece of fruit grows, that's one to, then you're out of luck. Then you've got less than the 1/200 minimum that you need for beetle, and as a result it's considered a whole new tree and it's chayav and Arla.